Hello.
Hi, it's Bella. I'm calling from the Home Care Agency. How are you?
Okay, now what home care agency is this?
We are Family First Home Care.
Yeah, that's the same one I was just talking to. So they just have like a thing where everyone answers, Chris. Yeah, I thought, I didn't know, because I was actually just talking to someone, and I just called, and the phone rang, and then I switched to you, and now, anyway, I might as well talk to you, I guess.
I'm not sure what's going on. How can I help you? Let's see.
Well, what's your hourly rate, first of all?
So hourly rate, got it. It depends on every, like, basically on the hours. How many hours is the patient approved, the one that needs the care?
31.75.
31 hours, so that's like 32 hours a week?
Yeah, 30, she's approved from her insurance, 31 and three quarters hours.
Got it.
We tried to have it put rounded off at 32, but.
That's weird. Is it under Medicaid?
Yes, it is.
Got it. And what's insurance?
UPMC.
Got it. So if it's 32 hours.
Again?
Yes, we do. And you said, is it in Philadelphia or is it?
It's in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And the zip code?
18042. 18045.
18045, because every county everywhere is different, the rates, according on the shirt.
Right.
That's in Northampton County, right?
Yes.
Got it. So Northampton County, for 32 hours, they could give you a minimum of $15 an hour.
Okay, that's what I'm getting all over. That's this area, because like I said,
that's the base rate for that area. But
yeah.
I can request to give you higher, maybe. I can ask them what's the most they could give you.
I'm not worried about the money as much. I mean, $15 is fine. I guess I'm worried, you know, because it's a family member, and
mm-hmm.
she wasn't getting the care she should have from another service with their people being unreliable. So me and my sister decided to take it over. Not rely on the other agency. But anyway, we're thinking about it.
Like you want to work as the caregiver?
I want information on it, and my sister, I'll relate it to her. But, that's
perfect.
Why I want to know how it works. I've never done it. I've heard about it, but I've never done it. Not sure if I want to do it.
I'll tell you. So Medicaid does allow family members to be caregivers. But they'll need to, like, we'll need to sign you up as a legal caregiver. We'll need the basic documents, the IDs, medical forms, just like a regular caregiver, sign you up. And then we'll need to talk to the insurance, let them know that you're going to be the caregiver, and they're going to send over authorization to us once you are ready to start working, like once everything is fully set up, you're fully compliant. And then you'll be able to clock in and out just like the caregiver and get paid. We'll just pay you directly. You have to sign up like a legal caregiver.
Now, the question I have is, if I would not be able to make it in for her on a day, and you'd have to substitute, right? If I would call and tell you that my mom, I'm not coming down tomorrow because I got a sore throat. You called for a replacement, correct?
To be honest, I'm not sure, because usually with family members, we don't do that. I'll need to ask them, because I'm not, like, using that field. But I can get that info for you, if they do
right,
the statements or not.
Yeah, that's a concern.
That's
and
what
then
you want to
know. As far as how the schedule goes, if it's a, like a set schedule, like, say, 9 to 5, you know, or, you know, what, eight and a quarter, because I do the 8 1/4 hours I would be doing a day.
Okay.
So, but the problem that I have is, and I talked to another agency, they said that you got to give them your scheduled hours, and you have to punch in and punch out. But if she has an appointment on a certain day, you know, and my hours right now are 9 to 4 generally, you know, that's when I got to take care of her in that range area. And, the one lady said that I can't take her because they don't allow the drivers to take the patients? Do you am I allowed to drive her to her doctor appointment and stuff?
Yeah, you are allowed. We allow that. Like, I don't know why they don't allow it. But yes.
Yeah,
so it's like what we're doing is we'll set up a set schedule. If any day you'll need to change it, like according, like if there's appointments or anything, then you'll just change it for that day. It's not like not set. You decide an overall schedule, a basic schedule, what you want to work, and then it would always be changed.
It can't be based on hours.
Of course, it will be based on hours. But let's say
you have. Like,
what do you mean?
I'm just wondering if, for example, if I come in earlier than what I'm supposed to on my schedule, because you're going to have are you going to have a fixed schedule for me, or I could just come and go and you just add my hours up totally at the end of the week? How's
that
work?
You can do it however you want, but whenever you come, you'll need to clock in. So if you come early, you need to clock in early, it will show that you arrived early.
All right,
so
I clock out, if I clock out more, say I go over to 31.75, I know I don't get paid for it, but would I be allowed to do that? Because if I take her up to Cedar Crest or something, and I'm punching at, say, 8 o'clock, and I got to punch out at 4, but I don't get back till 6. I don't expect the 2 hours overtime. But if I would punch out at 6, they would just pay me the 8 hours for that day, correct? And I don't got to call. Because you have to call when the schedule changed. You know, like the schedule that they give you, they said that I'd have to call. I'm not doing that. That's too much work.
I'll need to check how it works in Philadelphia, because I have like a lot of companies that I'm working for. I'll need to get back to you also with that. So I'll get back to you with the two questions you had.
I think that's all I really wanted to know. Like if I can have like just a flexible schedule where I just punch in, punch out, and they pay me, you know, if I go over 31.75, because I'm not into the filling out timesheets every week and that's the other thing. I can punch in and punch out, no problem. But all the other stuff, I don't deal with that.
Sure. I'll check that, and I'll also check if they do replacement dates, and I'll get back to you.
Right. And
any other question you want to know?
What type of training do you need?
So training, they won't give you something. They'll just give you some papers to read through. But because you're a family member, then they won't ask any, like, significant training. Like, nothing really that you need to get trained. Just read through a few,
it's
a welcome pack.
Yeah, some require CPR or something, she said. The
no, we don't require either of them.
You don't do that. Right. So then also what was the other thing I was going to ask? Oh, you're going to check into, like, if I don't, me or my sister, because my sister might sign up too. You know, she might do certain days, you know, and I got to talk to her, because we've talked about this numerous times, and the main concern is my mom. You know, we want to get her point A to point B. And that's the problem. The other service was they were the replacement. If one would call off, they would get a replacement. But that replacement would come and, you know, leave early because the kid got out of school early. You know, and so she would miss the timer she really needed her because she had to leave, you know, for that day. You know what I'm saying? But very unreliable, let's just say that.
Do you have anything else that I should ask? Because I want you to know everything, like, before deciding.
Nope, that's it.
That's your two questions. Okay, I'll get that back for you, and I'll just call you on this number, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, bye-bye.